A63. Number 2A.
So today we come to the next big question, which we will consider all through the week, namely the question of order. Have the seven synonymous term, order, have the ideas of God order? Do they unfold in an order? Everything now becomes order, because up to now we were only considering first the identity of the synonymous term, to define them as what they are, and second then to see how they interrelate and how they can interrelate. Now the question is, in which lawful way should they and can we see them to interrelate? Therefore, here we come to a question of order. And we know that order is always heaven's first law, and that without order we can never really understand any subject. So this was one of the first big or second big criticism that John Dolley had to meet. The first big criticism was, as we know, that they said that the synonymous terms are freely interchangeable. Now we have dealt with that question through syllabus 1 and 2. The second big criticism was that the ideas of God, the synonymous term for God, both have no definite order, that they can put in any order, so that order of the synonyms, the order of ideas, is nothing definite, and that Mrs. Eddy would never say such a thing. So this is the great question which we consider. And therefore, we want to take the time to flow through these orders, first from the point of view of the word this week. We know, just to recapitulate, that there are seven synonymous terms, and that if you try to put these seven synonymous terms in as many orders as it is possible, combination-wise, that we could put them into 5,040 different orders. So they would lend themselves to a very large range of orders where always the seven synonymous term would appear. Now, science is always that which can reduce complexity or can reduce complexity to simplicity. And so Mrs. Eddy had that genius to see that there are, among those 4,040 possible orders, that there are three or four orders that are more fundamental than the others. That they are fundamental because, and this is the big thing we have to see, because she could introduce a new category into the seven. See, as long as we would not have any other category but the seven, we really could put them into those 5,040 different orders. But introducing a new category like the four sides of the holy city, Word, Christ, Christianity, and science, she had to restrict, so to say, those possibilities just to four. One that would express the Word, that would symbolize and express the Word. One that would symbolize and express the Christ. One that would symbolize and express Christianity, and the other, science. So that out of those 5,040, actually only three or four, I always say three or four, we will see why I say three or four later on, that only three or four are so fundamental that they lend themselves for a system. So the one and most important order, so to say, the cornerstone on which the system rests, is the word order. And that word order is that which Mrs. Eddy uses in her writings over and over and over. It is that order in which she gives the definition of God as an answer to the question, what is God? And she only asks that question once, and is only answered once, and says, it is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. She never answers it differently when she gives the seven synonymous terms. Not only does she give this answer to the greatest question we can ask in the word order, but she also builds up every chapter, practically every chapter, in the word order, so that a chapter in her textbook would start with a subject of mind, then lead on to the subject of spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, and find its climax at the end of the chapter at the point of love. So, again, giving us an indication that if we understand the textbook and can interpret it really tone-wise, that we can see that the flow of the word order is the most fundamental order also in the chapters of the textbook. Why is it the most fundamental order? And therefore, we always must ask the right question when we are considering the order of the seven synonymous terms. Not just state the order, but ask what is really the right question to which the order is an answer. And that is much more important, because then we will not use the word order when another question is asked. And the question that is asked in the word is naturally, how do I build up in my consciousness a perfect concept? It's a creative order. It's therefore that order which Mrs. Eddy would always use the moment she would have to explain, so to say, the full concept, the complete concept of any proposition. It is a creative order because it is a building up sense that is involved in a creative order. Creative means that you start out from a tiny little beginning, and that tiny little beginning, the let there be light, that from that tiny little beginning you can nurture that tiny little beginning through definite steps that will lead that tiny little beginning to its completion, to its wholeness, to its fulfillment, to its perfection. Therefore, what we are considering, or let me say that, why does Mrs. Eddy build up the chapter that way? Because it is a textbook, and the textbook has to teach. It has to teach what? It has to teach a learner who does not know the subject. Therefore, in order to convey to the learner the subject, naturally, he has to have a line of thinking, a line of development, which is a creative, a constructive, building up sense from the smallest to the greatest. The textbook is therefore mainly written so that in every chapter the learner can start out from a proposition of that chapter, and that Mrs. Eddy would lead the reader along a definite ordered line up to the answer to that proposition. So this is what we are considering. The very first indication that historically we can see what happened in this question was when John Dolly saw that the days of creation would give a definite creative, ordered sense. That the days of creation are actually not just 7 days, seven creative acts, independent of each other, just a bang, 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 bang creation, but that it could see that the days of creation constitute an irresistible order, an unchanging order, leading from the first inkling, let there be light, up to the seventh day or sixth day and seventh day, where the whole of creation was seen in that light in its perfection. So at that point he began to realize that there must be a law of creativity that is symbolized in the days of creation. And this is our first assignment, which we have here. That's the assignment B1 under A, the order of the 7 days of creation. But we are not just going to state what now these 7 days of creation are. That's necessary to get first the elements, the symbols. But the main point which we have to consider now is the order of them. Therefore, those questions which are on the assignment under point one are really the important one that we'll have to consider. We have under one, ponder the following sequences to discern the inner spiritual logic that runs through them. So it's the inner spiritual logic that flows from the first day to the second day to the third day. The emphasis is on spiritually understanding the creative flow. Are we aware of that? We are now considering more the flow than the elements of that order. From one idea to the next. And these are the main questions which we always should ask now when we discuss these 7 days. Why are these ideas in this order? Why didn't Mrs. Eddy start, say, with the fourth day, where she showed that at the beginning where the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth, that that was the first creative act, as many people believe that that was it, that first we had a universe, a stellar universe. Why should she start with let there be mind? Why should actually, after the first day, not follow, say, the sixth day or the third day, or after the first day, the fourth day, because both have to do with light. Let there be light the first day. Why shouldn't she say right afterwards, and that light is diversified, and you can see it as symbolized as sun and moon and stars and the earth and so on? See, these are the questions which the student must ask if he wants to understand the word order. We cannot be satisfied by just memorizing, well, the word order is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. I know it now, huh? That is it. I've learned that, so I have it. No, it is actually these questions here that he must ponder and turn over years and years. It's one of the most interesting study and question, because it is that which enables us that our life also unfolds in an order, in an ordered sequence, in a creative sequence. So we should always ask this question: why are these ideas in this order and not in another order? Why can this order not be changed? You know, we were over years and years just going around at that time when we didn't know anything more but just the days of creation and perhaps a little bit of the synonymous term, that for years and years our teaching was not going higher than that when John Doyle introduced it. So we were going around with these questions. Why can this order not be changed? Why is it a irresistible order, an unchangeable order? Why is the preceding state necessary for the succeeding one? Why does the two come before the three? Why does the four come after the three? See, these were the questions. And only naturally, even in arithmetic, if a little child learns the order of the numbers, he has to know exactly at that point that the 5 is in between the 4 and the 6, and he has to know that and has to see why it is so. And in the same way, we have to do that with the order, the days of creation, the order of the synonymous term, and so on. Why is each not possible without the one before? Why can't we have the third day without the second day? Why can't there be identity without first the firmament? Why is that so? We must understand it and not just say, well, the days of creation say so. We must understand the spiritual meaning of it and the spiritual logic of it. And therefore, we have to turn that over in our consciousness. Yes. So these are the questions which we are going to ask as we will now flow through the 7 days of creation. Also, another short indication, just to equip you, say, against the criticism that comes up, the very strong criticism, still today, after all those 40 years that John Dolly was teaching the order, the criticism from the movement is still that there is no order. What does Mrs. Eddy say about it? And you know, you have that statement in miscellaneous writings, where she says, in its genesis, so she indicates with genesis, naturally, the creative sense. Genesis means creative process. In its genesis, and we have to be very clear that it is only in its genesis, because there are other aspects of the seventh synonymous term, which is not the genesis aspect, but in its genesis. Therefore, when we consider the law of creativity, which is only a law of creativity on the level of Christian science, not on the level of absolute Christian science or divine science, there you don't have a law of creativity of that kind. You have there other laws, like the laws of spontaneity on the level of absolute Christian science, which is quite something different. But in its genesis, there where the student is involved as learning the subject of Christian science, there the student goes through a kind of a genesis sense of generating in his consciousness an ordered unfoldment of idea. There, she says, in its genesis, the science of creation. She doesn't say the science of being. It's the science of creation. Then when the creative act is under consideration, is stated in mathematical order. So she indicates there is order just as exact as in mathematics. Naturally, it has nothing to do with numbers and numerals, mathematical numerals. It is a symbol stating that mathematics shows that in mathematics everything is ordered. There is no chance there. There is no hit and miss there. And says, what is that mathematical order in Genesis? It is showing beginning with the lowest form. Beginning with the lowest form. We would say with the, I usually call it with the first inkling of an idea, with the first little light of an idea. You see, it begins like Hannah was beginning, with the lowest form, with just the desire. And ascending, isn't it interesting? Ascending. So it is the law of creativity is an ascending path. It's an ascending order. It's not a descending order. The Christ order, which we'll take next year, is a descending order. But the Word is an ascending order. And therefore you can see that an ascending order can only be seen on the level of Christian Science, not on the level of absolute Christian Science or divine science, because in the absolute realm there is no ascending nor descending. In the absolute, you don't have neither the ascending nor the descending. There everything is at the point of isness. So we can see very well the place value of what we are doing this whole week. It is actually, those who know the chart know very well that it is only that one little box, the Word, in Christian Science. Mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. What we are doing this week does not apply to any other so-called box we have there in that chart. So it's just restricted to elaborate and embellish that one little box. What is in Christian Science, the seventh synonymous term, the order of the seventh synonymous term, as the Word. And from the Genesis point of view, it is an ascending way. So ascending the scale of being up to man. And you can see from the wording that Mrs. Eddy gives, it is ascending up to. Well, in the absolute, we never have an ascending up to. God doesn't have a lower and a higher. It just has its own being. But it also shows the importance of it. The importance of it, of saying, well, we can't just say, well, in the absolute everything is already there and in the absolute all is fine and so on, if we have not grown up to that point. If we have not used Jacob's ladder, ascending the ladder, going from one rung to the next and ascending until we reach heaven, until we can say on the seventh day, now I'm there, and I stay there, then that certainly will give us the link to absolute Christian Science. So the learner, the student, the investigator, the inquirer, the beginner, the neophyte, whatever we may call him, to him is given a method of reaching the absolute standpoint, namely, the Genesis sense, the creative steps leading from where he is, humanly, out of that human sense, up to the point of man, the scale of being up to man, the sixth day of creation. So here we have one of Mrs. Eddy's authority for showing us that we have to do with a creative, ordered, mathematically exact, ordered line of reasoning. Another statement that always has helped us in answering these critics that the days of creation are not in a definite order is actually in the third day of creation. When Mrs. Eddy explains the third day of creation, she makes at the end of that third day, she makes the statement saying the third stage. So she has a third stage in the order of Christian Science. So she says there is an order in Christian Science. That order consists apparently of stages, and she defines the third stage in the order of Christian Science, she says, is an important one, letting in the light of spiritual understanding. Therefore, we can easily reason that if there is a third stage corresponding to the third day, I think we can say, all right, then the second day is the second stage, and the first day must be the first stage. Consequently, the fourth day must be the fourth stage, the fifth, sixth, and seventh must be the fifth, sixth, and seventh stage. She not only says in that sentence which I read from miscellaneous writings that in its Genesis we have an ascending way, but when we read the 7 days of creation in Mrs. Eddy's exegesis, in the chapter Genesis, the text teems of renderings that indicate an ascending way, an ascending stages. She constantly would speak about spiritually clearer views of him, higher views, see, always in the comparative, never in the, so to say, in the superlative sense, tense, the comparative, going higher, broader, clearer, which means there is a clearing up of a darkness within ourselves. We clear up a wrong concept or a ignorance within ourselves so that every new day or stage will bring in some kind of a new insight. Yeah. Is that more or less clear? So we will take quickly the 7 days of creation, only in its main tones, not in its subtones. We'll do the subtones later this week in another relationship. We'll build first the big concept and just see how Mrs. Eddy, how the Bible symbolizes each day, then to find for us the metaphysical interpretation of that symbol. And as we do that, and as we go on from one day to the next, we will ask these questions which we have here under point one about the order of these days of creation. All right, I think we turn it.